CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Now, this is a picture of Alvin's cousin George. They live in Helena, Montana.
Uh-huh.
And they visit quite often George and Luella. Mm-hmm. Both of them. Just lovely.
Uh-huh.
And this is their daughter, Thelma,
uh-huh,
who came to visit us for a few weeks this summer. There she is with one of the ponies. She's an awfully nice little girl.
Uh-huh. Well, very interesting, Aunt Effie.
Well, I guess it's not very interesting to him.
Dear.
No, I wasn't sleeping.
This is Aunt Effie's husband's cousin, George, and his wife, Luella.
Oh, yeah.
And this is their daughter, Thelma, with the pony.
Oh. Which one is the horse?
No.
I was just joking.
Well,
I knew which one was the horse. No, I was just being funny. Look, I'm sorry I fell asleep, but I'm tired, darling. Aunt Effie, I'm sorry, but I've had an awful hard day at the office.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'd better just go to bed.
Yeah, it's only 10 o'clock, and Aunt Effie wanted to show us all the pictures. Mm-hmm. She brought Mr. Whitaker's relatives and her relatives now. And a house and all that where she lives.
Yes, I didn't show them today. We thought it was better to wait until tonight so you could see them, too. So we waited.
Oh, I do. I want to see them, really. I just had a hard day, that's all. I think you two girls would be tired, too. You stayed up half the night talking last night. You haven't stopped talking all day.
Well, Aunt Effie and I have much to catch up on since last Christmas. Mm. Everything has happened to us, honey.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember anything special happening to us.
Oh, just little things. You know, like the trouble we had with the department store with the Christmas ham we gave to those
people. Oh,
honey. And the washing machine recently.
Oh, yeah.
And that Leif Erickson Columbus fight we had with the school over Betsy's saber. Don't you remember?
You wrote me all about that, but not all the details.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yes, it has been some years. Well, now, look, if you girls will excuse me.
Now, if you get me paper and pencil, I'll draw a diagram of the inside of my house so you can see how the rooms are. I mean, if you want to get some idea.
Yes, I should say we do.
Well,
sit down, dear. I'll get the paper and pencil.
I think you get a much better idea once you see it on paper.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yes, Aunt Effie. Yes, I'd love to see it.
Familiar CBS radio theme, that one. Here's the familiar voice that goes with it. And he's got a question or two for you.
Friends, are you run down, tired out, beat up, and all in? Are you troubled by TV and videoitis? Take my advice, try radio, spells CBS. And especially a little cure-all called Arthur Godfrey Time with guests like Mary Martin and Jonathan Winters, plus some red-headed ukulele player who drops in every day with such pearls of wisdom as, "This is National Seafood Week, and the slogan is, this week, take an old crab to lunch." You won't find any in our daily audience, though. Crabs, I mean.
I'll just underscore our man Godfrey's invitation by saying, be listening for him each weekday, along with some other entertaining folk, by the name of Art Linkletter, Gary Moore, Bing Crosby, and Rosemary Clooney, on CBS Radio.
Now, this is the living room, dining room, then I have a little pantry off here, this is my kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Two windows here, and then a big bay window here. This is sort of an arched doorway.
Oh, yes. Dear.
So, yes, very interesting, yes.
I don't believe I've got the proportions quite right, because my kitchen certainly isn't bigger than my living room.
Well, we get the idea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
but my kitchen is just lovely. One of those nice big sunny kitchens, you know. My refrigerator is here, stove here, another little pantry off here, and upstairs here, Alvin and I have the loveliest big bedroom that faces east. So we get the morning sun that just pours into a great big window.
Oh, how nice. Now, what is this?
My dressing room.
Oh.
Alvin built it for me himself, and I even have a little special place just for shoes.
Oh.
Imagine.
Yes. Isn't that nice? Where's your laundry room?
Down here, off the kitchen.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what's your bedroom down in? Blue, I suppose, knowing you.
Yes, blue and rose.
Uh-huh.
Well, I brought samples of my wallpaper to show you.
Oh.
Now, this is what I have in the living room.
Oh,
pretty.
Say. Yes, I like this, don't you? Dear, her living room wallpaper.
Oh,
dear.
It's a very pretty, very nice ad. Oh, yes.
You can't see what it really looks like from that little piece.
Well.
This is a sample of the drape. And my wingback chair. Well, I got samples of everything here labeled. Dining room.
Oh, yes.
Bedroom. Thought you'd like to see everything.
I get a real picture of your house.
Huh?
It's just wonderful.
Uh-huh.
We can picture where you live now, can't we, dear?
I don't think dear is interested at all.
Oh, I am so. I am so, Aunt Effie.
I'll get it. Probably for you, Aunt Effie. It has been all day. Now that people are finding out that you're here...
Well, I must say, your friends have been just lovely. Just everybody seems to want to entertain me, and I don't know why.
Yeah, well, I can't think why either. It's incredible to me.
Oh, you.
Yes, she's right here, and I think it'd be wonderful. And Effie, you, dear.
Oh, my. Excuse me.
Hello, yes. I do think you might try to stay awake, dear.
I believe me, I am trying, but I am also tired.
We haven't seen Aunt Effie for almost a year.
I know that, but I cannot sit here and go into ecstasies over her pantry wallpaper and Alvin's cousin's wife, Bernice.
Luella, his wife is Luella. Bernice is Carl's wife.
Well, I can't even get Carl straight.
Well, I know, but
it sounds lovely. Well, you mustn't leave. You have to at all.
Ann Lundell wants to give a tea for her.
Oh, really? Well, that's very nice of Ann.
Well, I think
Ann Lundell wants me to be guest of honor at a tea she's giving, especially for me.
Oh, hey, really?
Hey.
Well, you know what day I have free?
Uh-huh. Well, let me look at your social engagements, Aunt Effie. Tomorrow we're dropping in at Myra's for morning coffee, then Mrs. Houston's for afternoon tea, and the next day Elmer's having the luncheon. Friday, let's see, Friday something.
I think you better get a social secretary, Aunt Effie.
Tell Anne to make it there next week sometime. This week's all jammed up, Aunt Effie.
I think next week would be better anyhow.
Yes, I think it would be. Kind of scatter them out. Well, we have to do something, too, dear.
Huh? Do what?
Give a party for Aunt Effie, don't you think?
Why, when?
As soon as possible, all right?
Well, sure. It's all right with me.
Well, I think we ought to make some plans.
All right.
She's
bye,
so thrilled.
Oh, golly.
Oh, my goodness. Your friends are just being so nice to go to all this trouble just to entertain me. And it isn't necessary at all.
Oh, they want to now, Aunt
Effie. That's what Ann said. She said, you will make the nicest guest of honor I've ever had, she said.
Well, now look here, you gadding social butterfly. You just saved some time for our party to be our guest of honor. I mean, after all, I've got beanies on you. You're my aunt.
Now, you two are not giving me any party.
Oh, yes.
No.
Yes, we are.
Now, to begin with, how'd it look? All our friends entertaining you and we don't. Of course we're giving a party for you.
Well, you are not going to any extra expense. I will do the cooking.
No, look,
you're going to sit still and just receive everybody like a queen, right?
Right. You're not going to do one speck of work, Aunt Effie, not one speck
of
work.
Now, if you really want me to have any fun at my own party, you let me do the cooking. How would you like to have a nice Hawaiian party?
Hawaiian?
Mm-hmm. Alvin and I went to Honolulu last spring. We just had the loveliest time. It was just lovely. The hotel and the view from our window was just lovely. And the food. Well, Alvin and I decided that when we travel, we'd get cookbooks from each place. And then when we got back home, we'd give parties like that, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, that's a good idea.
And Alvin and I gave a real Hawaiian party when we got back. And everybody came up to us and said it was just the loveliest party they'd ever been to. And really, if I do say so myself, we all just had the best time.
That's very nice. But look, if our party is for you, Aunt Effie, I don't think you should have any cooking to do at all.
I don't either. I quite agree with you.
Now, just a minute.
Well,
I'll do it all myself.
I never thought you were going to give a party for me, but in case you gave a party while I was here, I brought along my recipe and some of the ingredients I bought in Hawaii so I could help you entertain your friends at a party that is unusual and different. That's what our friends said. Effie, it is such fun to go to a party that's different.
Well, I agree.
Uh-huh.
And frankly, it sounds very nice, but I just don't like the idea of you doing the work when you're the guest of honor.
Well, to tell you the truth, dear, I'd be rather disappointed if you don't let me. I I kind of counted on it.
Oh, you want to show off your Hawaiian cooking, huh?
Well, not only that, but it's such fun. And not only that, but I think people like coming in costume, too. You have much more fun.
Costume?
Huh? Yeah, I brought mine, and that's why I kind of like to wear it.
Now, wait a minute. Hawaiian.
Mm-hmm.
But what kind of a costume?
Oh, my goodness. What do you think it is coming from Hawaii?
I know what I think it is, but I just can't imagine. Well, I mean,
You mean you can't imagine me in a grass skirt?
No, I didn't say that. I just meant that...
You're surprised you'd bring it all the way from Montana.
Yeah, I'm just surprised.
Well, I not only brought one, I brought two. One for you, dear.
Oh, mm-hmm. For me, too.
Uh-huh.
Well, my goodness, you shouldn't have Aunt Effie,
nonsense.
Honestly.
Now, goodness, all you've done for me. Do you want to go upstairs and look at them?
Well, yes, I do. Say, I do. Do you do? Yeah. Come on. You want to go upstairs to bed anyway. Come on. Let's look at the grass skirt. Maybe you put it in another suitcase, Aunt Effie.
No, I know exactly what I did. I couldn't decide whether to put them on the bottom of this suitcase or on the top, so I took them out and repacked all over again. And I just know I left them on my bed.
Well, now, don't...
Out of here. You two are going to wake the kids, you know.
Aunt Effie didn't bring the grass skirt here.
I remember now. Oh, Alvin was rushing me. You know the way men are when you're catching a plane or something. Come on, he kept saying, and I was rushing so, but... If I put them on the bed, why didn't I see them? I always take one last look around the room when I go anywhere.
Well, dear, grass skirts, maybe they slipped off the bed on the other side, Aunt
Effie. Yes, I'll bet that's what happened. Probably gave them a throw. Just makes me sick. I didn't bring them.
Oh, well, now, look, it doesn't matter. We'll have a nice party anyway.
No, indeed. Now, I planned on helping you give a nice Hawaiian party, and I'm going to phone Alvin right now and tell him to send them special.
No, please don't do that.
I want to call him anyhow, tell him I arrived safely, and last night I waited till the night rates were on, and then I forgot, so I'll call him right now. And don't plan on the party till next week, so the skirts are sure to be here. Well, I'll use the phone downstairs where I have privacy. Alvin's always so silly on the phone. It's going to be a wonderful party.
Oh, isn't she, darling? She is so cute. Come on, get in our room and close the door before you say something you shouldn't.
Well, now look, Aunt Effie, my own Aunt Effie in a grass skirt.
Now, keep your voice down. Just keep your voice down.
Look.
Now look, the party is for her. Let her have a good time.
She is my aunt. I don't like her appearing in some ridiculous get-up like that. It's undignified, woman of her age. I don't even like the idea of you in a grass skirt.
Woman my age?
Oh, look, I didn't say that. Do you think she's planning to wear flowers in her hair and around her ankles and pizza? You don't think she'll break into a hula dance? I'm...
Why don't you stop worrying? We're asking our close friends to the party. They all love Aunt Effie. They'll all dress up in whatever they can find. Now, don't be such an old stick in the mud. Get into the spirit of things. Why, don't be such a stuffed shirt now. Come on, plan what you're going to wear.
Okay, I'll wear my bathing trunks. I'll put a flower in my ear and sit cross-legged on the floor strumming my old guitar when the guests walk in. How's that for getting the party off to a good start?
Fine, dear. Now let's plan. Who will we ask?
When constipation occurs, more people rely on X-Lax than any other laxative. X-Lax has the qualities many doctors and millions of people want in a laxative. It's effective. Overnight, X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity. And X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset.
So many doctors recommend it. Chocolated X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Darrell Hawkins speaking.